Hello, hello, Glow Radio. What a week it has been. I feel like right now we've been recording every other week, but not on purpose. We are really following our intuition on this, and man, it has been some crazy healing times, I swear. I don't know about you, JQ. Every week is something different, something triggering.
I feel like last week we were both so dead from healing. Well, it makes sense. We're in the middle of eclipse season right now, so shit is going down. I feel like the turning point for me, like, remember how I told you I was having headaches literally like for 2 weeks, and I was like, why is this happening? And then I feel like the turning point was that time I was telling you, I was like just complaining about everything. And then you told me that I need to get all this whiny energy out. And I actually feel like that healed me because I didn't allow myself to complain before.
Okay, because I'm going through this weird funk where instead of like a headache, I'm starting to get my pimples again. I have this collection of pimples on my left temple area. It went away for a while, and then now it's just like suddenly coming back, and they're like huge pimples. And I have gone through my whole life without ever getting pimples like this. So this is really new to me, and it's the second time it's making its appearance. And on top of that, my body's like really bloated. And again, that hasn't happened to me in a long time, where it's like long-term persistent bloating where you're like a whole pant size up kind of thing. So I don't, maybe I need to whine too. I don't know what I need to whine about, but sometimes I feel like my body's just like holding it in. You know, when you're not even noticing that it's being held in because like it hasn't been revealed to you yet.
Yeah, I feel like now, well, it's interesting because that day where I was like complaining about everything to you, I feel like I realized how much I was being like into toxic positivity. And that's why it was like, it felt like my body was holding it in. So now I'm like, oh my God, like, how do I like, allow myself to express these emotions without holding them in? And I don't know, it's a learning curve because I feel like I've been so used to suppressing my whole life. So I don't know.
That's so interesting. I feel like I'm so open with everything, but maybe there is a part of me that keeps telling myself, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. But maybe I'm actually not okay about things and I just need to, I don't know. I honestly don't know how I'm going to get it out, but maybe by addressing it, I'm kind of telling my body, hey, there's something that needs to come out. So you can come out now.
Well, is there anything on your mind about anything going on in life that you feel emotions about?
I think I feel really disappointed. I've been eating a lot better. Well, in my mind, like I haven't really changed what I'm eating, but I feel like I've been listening to my body and I'm not overeating. I've been making more foods with like more vegetables and whatever, working out more. So I found like a new routine. But then it's one of those things where I think because everything is so fresh and new, I'm adjusting. So I'm disappointed that I'm like, man, why do I feel two sizes bigger? Why is there pimples coming out when it's probably it's almost like signaling change. You know what I mean? Like all these symptoms, it's like it's actually a good thing because my body is changing and I'm not, but because I keep telling myself that, I don't think I'm letting myself whine about it and be like, oh, I just feel so gross and like let myself feel gross so I can overcome that feeling.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I feel like, well, it sounds like you're kind of going through like a detox purge. Like situation, and it sounds like how they say sometimes it feels worse before it gets better. Because it reminds me of like I remember in the past, like sometimes when I would start exercising or start a new kind of thing in my routine, I would feel not so great at the beginning because, like you said, it's like change and your body's adjusting, but eventually it'll get better. But it's okay to feel like shit, you know, when you're changing.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what, like you said, that kind of toxic positivity where I'm like, it's okay, everything's gonna be fine, like stop being a baby right now, like just you'll overcome it, rather than just let myself feel crappy and be like, ugh, gross, my body's gross, and then time will like heal it, right?
Yeah,
I think maybe it's one of those subconscious things too. Like, remember how I told you, well, at least I think I told you, I don't know, I live in my head a lot. And you were starting work and you were like just starting to feel very uncomfortable and tired. And I'm like, maybe that's your subconscious trying to like give you symptoms to stop you from like changing and moving forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe that's the same thing where every time we try to do something good for ourselves, it's like out of our comfort zone. And then therefore, I don't know, random symptoms comes up.
It makes sense. I don't know. Like, I do feel maybe it's all our fixed signs, like hating change and like being slower to, you know, adjust to that. Cause I still very much feel that way where I kind of had this realization the last week where I'm like, in the past, I thought if I had, you know, the perfect job, the perfect relationship, that I would want to do it every day. Like, I would want to go to work. I would, like, you know, be happy all the time. But then I realized that's like an over idealization and it's not really real life, because as much as I enjoy my job, there are still days where I'm literally crying before work because I don't want to go. But it just hits different when it's a job that I actually enjoy. So I feel like it's very weird, but I guess that's where discipline comes in, and like learning how to differentiate when it is that I do need rest, I do need a day off, or is it just because I need to push myself a little bit, you know, to like get myself to do things? Because I don't know, like I just don't feel like willpower is consistent or motivation is not consistent. And it reminds me of this, I used to say this quote a lot, like I don't know where it's from, but it's something like, motivation doesn't come first, like you have to like take action first and then motivation comes after, you know.
That does make sense to me, because it's like, how do you know you like it if you haven't tried it? Like, you have to try it first, and then maybe you're like, oh, you know what, this is something I want to pursue, and then the more you do it, the more you're motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I completely lost my train of thought here. What was that thing you said just before you said the quote?
How I was crying before work. like not feeling like it, you know, even if it's something okay. I like.
Yeah, I remember now. So, how you were saying, like, you know, when do you decide, or how can you tell if it's discipline or if it's just like you really need a break? And that's something I feel like that's maybe the theme of this season for some reason, because I feel like you're experiencing it, but I'm also experiencing it. Maybe that's kind of like a Libra thing, trying to find balance.
Oh my
like
God.
There's that, like there's two sides of the scale and they're just trying to balance, because like, just like my fitness thing, for example, on Saturday or Sunday, I was wrecked. Like, I was so tired, and mentally, I wanted to keep working out. And I think that's how I can tell, is when I mentally am still like, yeah, let's go, let's just push, let's just do another day of it. But I was like, no, because I'm really tired. And if I persist, I am probably going to turn out worse. Mm-hmm. Versus, I think the mentality of, you know, becoming disciplined where you're like, oh, I don't really want to do it. But when you think about it, it's like, is it gonna be better for me if I do? Like, am I, you know, is, are there more pros than cons? And I think maybe that's how you can tell.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I literally experienced that this morning because I'm trying to get into a new kind of exercise routine too. I told you how I started hot yoga. And this morning I woke up and I was like, I pushed myself to go to a hot yoga class. Like, I didn't want to, but then I felt like, okay, like, I feel like it's okay. And then I just remembered last time I went, like 2 days ago, I felt so much better afterwards. So I went and I did feel better afterwards. Like, I felt like so much more energized. But I understand what you're saying. Like, some days I really need rest. And it's like, I think in the past, like years ago, when I was a personal trainer, I was so overly masculine and just like always having such a tough love mindset and just being like, do it, bitch, work harder, you know? And I think I did that for so many years. I'm scared of like being like that again. But recently I've been overly feminine and like just not doing anything, going with the flow, not doing anything if I don't feel like it. And I don't feel like that's been balanced for me. So yes, this is very Libra theme right now, finding
Oh
the
my
balance.
God. I feel like that's the same way with me too, where it's like you have to take two steps and then let the universe kind of guide you the rest of the way. Whereas like, if you just sit in your spot and not take any steps, which is like, you know, the overly feminine, like, oh, things will just like appear, you know, whatever I need will just like come to me. But that's not how it works, because when you balance it, you need to be able to have a little bit of the masculine as well, which is the taking the two steps. And then maybe you'll hit a river where there's an awesome floaty, and then you let the universe float you down the river, right? So it's one of those things that I almost, I don't know, it's like I never feel like I know if I've taken enough steps, or, you know, it's like, am I going to be led the rest of the way, or do I have to take more steps? Am I taking too many steps? I was like, I don't really understand this.
Well, I feel like you've been exercising your masculine energy. Like, I don't feel like you've been overly feminine at all. Like, if I think about, like, if I'm comparing like your actions to my actions, I definitely feel like you are exercising your masculine. Because recently I just realized like how much I have not been practicing like self-control or like willpower. Because I think I'm so scared of, in the past, like how I struggled with like eating disorders and all that stuff, because I was so restrictive in my life. And recently, you know, I just kind of like do whatever I want. But then I realized that when I kind of practice a little bit of self-control, like let's say like, this is kind of like a whatever example, but like, let's say I only have sweet treats or something like on a certain day of the week, but not being like overly restrictive about it, I actually feel like that gives me kind of this like craving in a good way. I don't know if that makes sense at all. But when it's like balanced and not like an eating disorder type of way, you know what I mean?
It makes sense to me because I know you and you're a very extreme person. So I think when the pendulum swings a little too hard, it's not healthy for you. Where I do see that with you with a routine, it kind of brings you that excitement, because rather than like going so hard that you despise it, now there's a little bit of that like mystery, and like you're like, ooh, I can't have it today, but I can have it tomorrow. Then you're like, yeah, you want it a little bit more. Maybe it's that like, I don't want to say, I think it's that Leo kind of like, where when you want something, you're like, oh, I want it, you know, like it just makes it more enticing.
It's almost like, it's funny because I'm thinking of it almost as like sexual tension, because it's funny now that the Mars is in Scorpio and my progressed moon is in Scorpio right now. I was just looking at that right before a conversation, but Yeah, I feel like that's what it is, like building this sexual tension with day-to-day things in my life.
And it's funny because when I recall we did talk about that, about like eating, and I'm just like, just only make enough to be like just satisfied. And then you're going to be like next week, you're like, oh man, I really want that noodle again, you know? And it just makes it so much more interesting. I find that hilarious because for me, it's like the opposite where if I don't let myself have it in my mind, like it just turns on that survival mode. Mm. And then I'm going to be like, I need all of it now. Mm. And then I will like binge it like crazy. So yeah, I love how we're always like same, same, but different.
I know. I feel like it's so opposite. I totally understand that though, because I feel like I went through that in the past where I'm like, oh, if I can't have it, then that's what leads to like the unhealthy binging and all that stuff. But I also lost my train of thought. Oh, what you said, I feel like your advice was so helpful to me, like making the meals and cooking, only like making enough for a few days instead of hyper fixating on a food and like eating it until I want to die, which is what I've been doing all my life, I feel like.
Same, because of the whole like, you know, bodybuilding phase that we went through where you had one set menu and you ate it every day until you're tired of it. And then you switch your protein and you switch your carb and then you eat that every day. And that was fucking unhealthy. That was the worst thing I've ever done. And when it came time to decide what to eat, by then I've like overeaten so many things and my body didn't even have a chance to like reset or like miss it yet. And I'm like, I don't know what to eat anymore. I just don't want to eat anymore. Especially with noodles. Oh my God. I ate noodles like every day. And then I did not want to eat a single noodle for like months. I couldn't even bounce back in time. And then I was running out of options to like make food. I was like, I don't know what, I don't even want fast food. I was like, I had so much of it. It was terrible times.
I feel you. That makes me think of how they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I feel like it's like you need to allow yourself to miss it a little bit. I feel like it's so relatable to everything, like to relationships, to work. Like you have to allow yourself to miss it. But then, you know how in relationships, have you ever experienced like when you miss someone so much, like your partner so much, that you start getting angry? Like if they like go on a trip, I don't know if this is like a water sign thing, but that's how I feel like with the restricting, like with food, like when you restrict too much, then you start getting, then it starts becoming unhealthy. Like you start getting angry or whatever, but if
I
it's
need
just
to
the
backtrack.
Right amount.
I need to rewind. What the fuck is being angry at someone because you miss them? What are you angry about? I'm genuinely curious about this.
No, like it's like if your partner is like on a trip or something, they're away for a long time. Maybe I experience this more because like me and my ex Trash, we used to be semi like long distance for a little bit. Like when he was like, you know,
right.
In school. And I don't know why that comes to mind, but I feel like there's other examples too. Like when you just don't see someone for so long that I start getting annoyed, like angry at the fact
like
that
how fucking
I
dare you
can't
be away for 2 weeks. I think I get that. I understand that. I don't know if I would classify mine as annoyed, but maybe just like, I don't know, maybe those are my neglectment wounds or something, where I'm just like, why did you leave me, you know?
Yeah, I think it's like the craving for emotional connection or like physical connection. And because I'm not receiving it, then I'm throwing a tantrum.
That makes sense. I think that makes sense. I don't think I have personally experienced it, but to those who are listening and they have experienced it, I really like to know more about it. What is this? Absence make your heart grow angry.
Too much absence.
But have you also experienced where like maybe your partner's gone for a week. And the first 2 days, you're kind of like, oh, man, I wish they were here. And then the next 3 days, you're like, fucking hallelujah. I'm loving this solo, like, I could do whatever I want. I'm going to order pizza and wear, like, dirty clothes. I don't know. Like, do you experience that, or is it just me?
I have. Like, I think I've told you this, where, like, if my partner is going away on a trip or something, I feel like the anticipation leading up to it makes me anxious. Like, I don't know, maybe that's the abandonment wound. Like, I'm like, oh my god, I have to be alone for a few days. But then I know I enjoy it. I enjoy my alone time. So when they're actually gone, I'm like, oh, this is fine. Yeah, like, I can just, like, make a mess and no one's gonna be angry about it. You know?
Yeah, I find it the same thing for me, where I'm like, oh god, what's gonna happen? Like, it's almost like having a parent leave, like when you were like five, not five, maybe like 10, where you're like, oh my god, like, what's gonna happen? I'm gonna stay with my aunt or something. But then when it does happen, you're like, oh my god, I have so much freedom. I can do whatever I want. Like, this is the best. Like, take the whole bed to sleep. Except in my case, I still don't get to, because my dog is so, what's that word?
Big.
Cuddly. But in a mean way. What's a rude way of saying he's needy? I guess needy. Needy. Hog, bed hog.
That's so funny. That, you know what came to mind when you were talking about that? Like, the parenting thing? I feel like this is literally a source of my trauma. Is when I'm at the grocery store with my parents. Like, you know when you're small enough to, like, sit in the grocery cart in the top part? And yeah. Then I would sit there, and then my parents would, like, walk away, and then I would be traumatized and crying.
Why would they leave you in the cart? That's terrifying.
Well, they would go to, like, get, I don't know, vegetables or something. But, like, I didn't know they were going to get vegetables. Like, and then I would cry because I'm like, why are you leaving me?
That is so cruel. That is actually so cruel. I can't.
I think I just needed communication.
But you're, like, in the car. There's no. Okay, this is literally. I can feel that, like, anxiety. Because imagine you're, like, sitting this. You're stuck in this, like, steel buggy seat part. Like, you can't get yourself out. You're a child. And, like, you're so helpless. You can't move around. I'm sorry, but that freaks me out. Like, that's something that will 100%, even as an adult, if you left me in some sort of contraption and walked away, and I'm like, I can't do anything about this, like, I will freak the hell out.
Yeah, I have a lot of grocery store trauma, I feel like, or my parents would tell me that they were going to return me to the store because they bought me there. Like, that's how they got me. That's what they told me when I was young.
But as a joke, or as, like, to scare you out of doing something?
Well, I feel like it was a joke, but then I didn't understand because I'm literally a child. But it's such a sad joke, too, that my dad would make. Sag moon and Sag rising. I feel like you would always that, but I didn't understand when I was a kid, and it wasn't funny to me. But yeah,
sorry, I thought my dog was barking, so I had to take a quick. Okay, I think we're okay. But that is honestly I get it. I get how a Sag parent could take it far. I feel like with me, because I grew up with all these wounds, like, I would feel like I want to make that joke and then stop myself, because I'm like, when I was a kid, I was also traumatized in this same way. And I do not want to treat my child like that. So. But I also don't want to have kids. So if I ever adopt a child, I will not make awful Sag jokes about returning you. Because I actually would have somewhere to return you to. And that would not be a joke.
It's such a fire sign thing. But okay, like, now, yes, I'm not having children, because sometimes the things I say to my dog, like, I always tell my dog that I'm gonna, like, cook her into, like, chicken soup because she's being naughty.
Oh my god. I mean, that's kind of a reflection of how you grew up, right? So your dad probably made you those terrible jokes too.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm traumatized. I shall not pass it on to the next generation because I'm not having children.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm good. I was actually just talking about that at work today, where okay, so I found out one of my coworkers, he has a daughter, and I found out he's my age, and I was shooketh, and I was like, you're not my age, you're older. And he's just like, what the fuck? That's so rude. Like, why would you say that? And then I was just like, well, I'm this age and I don't have a kid. Like, so in my mind, people with kids are older than me. And he's just like, what, you don't want to have kids? I'm like, no, like, not really. Like, I value my freedom.
That's so funny because I literally watched a TikTok video today where the girl was saying, she's like, we're at the age where she's like, okay, a friend tells her that I'm pregnant. And then she'll be like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then her friend's like, we meant to do this. Like, I'm married and I'm like, I own a house. I'm ready to have a child. Like, yeah, I feel you. Oh my God.
Yeah, I would be like, are you okay? Do you need help? Actually, that does remind me, like, I was talking to this, like, other person, it's like an old friend, just catching up kind of thing, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm ready to have a kid of my own, or like something along those lines. And I remember they sounded a little bit unsure of themselves, like that was just the vibe I was getting, and I was just like, then why have a kid? But you know, like, they're just like, oh no, like, I want a kid. And I'm just like, oh, okay, maybe I'm just projecting. I'm sorry.
Well, either that or I'm like, I feel like you need to be certain that you're going to have a child. It's like a lifelong commitment.
It's a lifelong sentence.
I was also watching this other video where the girl was saying, I feel like it's what we just described. She was saying she feels like she has age dysmorphia. Because she knows this other girl and she's like, this girl is much older than her. But then that other girl posted a birthday like post and they're the same age.
Oh my God.
So
I feel like I have age dysmorphia.
I do too, because, well, I feel like a child because I don't want to have kids. Like, I'm in my 30s.
And like the things I do are just so childish, but that's what I like to do. I don't care. I'm not in this business to like be all old and miserable and shit.
Yeah, I really want to keep this childlike spirit until I'm old.
I feel like that's the norm now. Like with this whole like new age spiritual, like love your life and like don't take everything so seriously. I'm not. I'm just living. I was gonna say I'm living like the wind, but that also doesn't make any sense. Oh, my dog is barking. Hold on. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
my dog just started going berserk because there were some children, I think, doing like a can drive or asking for donations or something. So we had to take a quick breather. And now that we're back, no idea what we were talking about.
My mind is literally blank.
Right, something now. About being a Sag parent and age dysmorphia.
Oh yeah, age dysmorphia. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. But I mean, no, don't remember.
Well, anyway, I feel like, yeah, eclipse season.
I genuinely wonder what's in store for us. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we've gone through so many healing phases, I guess I would say, that I'm just like, what's next? Is it going to be like a series of heartbreaks? Not like breaking up, but just like heart-wrenching moments? Is it going to be like just extreme joy for a month? Like, what's happening? What's going to happen? I really want to know.
Well, I'm more excited about the next eclipse that's going to be in Taurus, because that's going to be closing the series of Taurus and Scorpio eclipses that we've been having. And I feel like that will be probably quite impactful for both of us, since Taurus is like your first house. It's my midheaven. So I feel like that's going to kind of complete something and be like an end of a chapter.
I hope so. Because I feel like I'm in a bit of a lull where I'm like, I'm doing my daily things. But again, this is probably also just me not being comfortable with being or living in like mundane or like just having where I'm just like, what's the next major shift that's gonna happen? But maybe I'm just chasing something I shouldn't chase.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm looking forward to a lot more travel. I think that's the only thing on my, not the only thing, but one of the main things on my mind lately. And I wonder if it's because Libra and Aries, like this axis, like Aries is in my ninth house of travel. So I find that that's been on my mind a lot.
Do you find that being in Aries ninth house, it's do you like learn quickly? Is it like I'm guessing it's like easy for you to make those decisions to travel and to learn and all that stuff?
Actually, now that you mention it, I would say so. Like when I'm interested in something and I want to learn it, it's very quick. Like I'm like I'm gonna learn it now and like learn all of it. And when I travel, I actually feel like I feel like the trips I've gone on in the past have been quite quick. Like I don't usually plan that far ahead. Like it's like, oh, we want to go here, like let's book it and like let's go kind of thing.
I love that because I feel like with mine, it's always, I don't know. I just feel like it's a series. It's pretty quick. But as a Capricorn, I feel like there, maybe not all of them are like great decisions, and the great decisions are going to come a little bit later because it's all like karma for me.
I know. And don't you have Saturn in your ninth house too?
I think so. I don't 100% recall. Maybe.
But I feel like with Capricorn energy, it's always so delayed, which is the annoying thing. Like it's always gets better with time.
Yeah. Everything gets better with time. It sucks.
Saturn.
Don't
I'm
have
like,
a
how
lot of
much time? Do
Capricorn.
I have to wait till I'm 85?
I don't want to be like 69 years old and then I'm like, wow, I'm finally thriving. I'm finally here. I
No, I
hope I
think,
get more longer term than that.
yeah, or maybe the technology will be really great then and we'll look like we're like 30 when we're 69.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna look young. I'm very confident about that. It
Yeah, I
runs
do
in
feel
my
like
family.
Capricorns look young.
Ooh, because my mom looks really young and she's a Capricorn sun.
Okay.
So we are Capricorn young people, young old
My
people.
dad looks young. I wouldn't really, I guess so. Well, he doesn't really have hair,
He looks
but
pretty young.
I guess so.
Like,
His
I mean, when
face
you look
looks
at his
young.
face, it looks youthful.
True. And my mom has a Capricorn Venus. I remember when she was in her, I want to say 50s, 40s or 50s, and then someone saw her and thought she was in her 20s.
Oh my
I was like,
God.
wow.
That's a big jump.
That is. But I guess because she's so skinny and like slender.
That makes sense. So when you're chubby and old, then you're old.
Moral of the story.
Well,
Stay healthy.
I mean, you could be larger bodied and still be healthy.
Yeah, you can.
But if you're a 50-year-old woman, you better be like 20 pounds wet than you will be 20 years old.
Right.
All right. So thank you all for listening. That is it for today. I feel like our lives are, I don't know. I feel like something is. I was gonna say something special, but like, where did that accent come from? I feel like something special or different is gonna happen in the next like few weeks.
I think so. I feel the shifts already, so we will continue to update y'all. What?
Don't know. I never know how to end these things.
Bye.
Bye.